The Zooks actually were approached by Radar Records. I can't remember who was the president of the company at that point, but he sent Martin a postcard and said, "There's something that you have that I would like to hear. It's called 10 Years Tangier," which was the Zooks' first single. And so I actually called him, and we talked for a while. We sent them the tapes, and they didn't like it. And then we also very foolishly sent the single to 4AD Records. It's like, I mean, you know, they were doing people like Throbbing Gristle, and I mean, the Zooks' first record really did not represent the Zooks very well. We thought we better try to make this fairly commercial. And so it didn't really represent the darker side of the Zooks at all. And we got the message back from 4AD. They sent us a letter that simply stating, "The Zooks are in the dumpster." Which, yeah, that really stung. But as I say, I don't know if you're familiar with the 4AD label. We were incredibly misguided to think that they would want anything to do with us.